What's up, you guys? Baggy Albree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Baggy Albree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 12. So this past week was like pretty hectic, you know, with school and stuff, and I'm just like low-key tired of this semester. Like, I know I say that in every episode, but it's just so tiring going to school in the middle of a pandemic. Like, why couldn't we just all stay at home, just do online work, you know? But I guess people just want to go back to school so badly and get their education, which there's nothing wrong with that. But think about it. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. We are fighting an invisible enemy. And the first thing y'all want to do is open up schools. Yeah, sure. But I'm just so tired of going to school. I'm just tired of taking tests, doing quizzes, lab stuff. I'm over it. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, okay, I don't know if it's just me, but I can't take insecure females seriously. I just can't. And I definitely agree with this, and I'm gonna have to like elaborate on the definition of an insecure female so people don't get my message misconstrued or anything like that. But I know the definition, like I know the type of female they're talking about, and I can't take them seriously either. They're definitely very problematic and just melodramatic for no reason whatsoever, and I can't take it. So if you guys want to hear what I think about this topic, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform. It's my commentary. It's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like it's definitely something that I want to do. And if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to like come for me without a way home and like no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, now y'all already know the deal. I have to give my opinion on this unpopular opinion, and I agree. I personally can't take insecure females seriously, and that's just a personal preference because I've dealt with a few of them that have tried to come for me without a way home, and they had to get their ass checked because I'm not the one to play with. But I'm going to go into details on what an insecure female is and why I can't take them seriously and why you shouldn't take them seriously either, because they're just that type of person that you can't take seriously. Like I said, like you just can't take them seriously for the life of you, and it is what it is. So if you guys want to hear the rest of my commentary, enjoy. The first reason why I can't take insecure females serious is because they're always the one to start some drama for whatever reason. Now, I did say I'm going to clarify the definition of an insecure female, so let me do that. An insecure female is a girl that just doesn't really have a lot of confidence or self-assurance, which that's okay, but these type of females are the ones to take out their frustrations on other people, like I said in my last episode about mean girls. So these insecure females are just mean girls with like daddy issues or personality issues and whatnot. So these girls, they just have nothing to do with their lives. They just throw out their frustrations on other people, blame other people for their relationship problems and stuff like that. And they're just mainly stalkers. So they just cause melodrama for whatever reason. Like, they're just melodramatic overall. And like I said, they have no substance to them. They just do this for the fun of it. And it's getting boring because we're in 2020. Why, out of all the things to do right now, I know right now isn't really a good time because we're in the middle of a pandemic, but why, out of all the things you could do right now in your free time, you're gonna be melodramatic, just cause drama, and doing unnecessary shit like that? Like, I don't get it. I personally can't really relate with these insecure females on a personal level, but I feel bad for them because they have nothing else better to do with their time. But that's why we have hobbies, and that's why we have YouTube and the internet to help us find hobbies. So I can't take insecure females seriously because they always start in drama for no reason at all. The second reason why I can't take insecure females serious is because they're always the ones that be talking the most shit, but when someone comes to check them, then they're big silent. They go mute. So just a quick little story time to like elaborate on what I mean by that. I have this friend, my friend has a girl. The girl doesn't like me for whatever reason, Lord only knows, but she has this imaginary beef in her head, and I'm not gonna pay any mind to it because Brittany Victoria Nicole Kentish is gonna do what Brittany Victoria Nicole Kentish does, which is mind her neck, and that's that on that. But anyway, she's over here like starting issues with me and stuff like that. And she's like that type of person that has to validate her relationship online. So I saw from one of my friends, she's all like, "No, there ain't no key because he ain't going nowhere. Keep your hands off of him." So I knew this was for me because her man and me, we have history together. And so I'm not gonna take nothing from nobody. So I said, "You thought you were slick, but your insecurity caused me to slip, bitch." So after that, she blocked me, and I'm like, "Oh, I guess she saw the message. I guess she saw what I said. She big mad." So you had all this shit to pop on me. You were popping your gums, you were smacking them, you were talking all this big shit to my face. But when I do the same thing, you want to go mute. Okay. That's the thing about these insecure females. They be having the biggest mouths and the bitchiest attitude, but when someone checks them, "Oh my gosh, why this and that? Like, why me?" Girl, you put yourself into that situation. You made this bed, now you gotta lie in it. So don't be blaming other people for your problems. You need to check yourself, you need to check your stank ass attitude, and you just need to go about your life because no one's coming for you. Like, no one's checking for you, girl. Stop it. The third reason why I can't take insecure females serious is because they're the type of girls that be smiling in your face one moment, but when your back is turned, they be talking the most shit about you. And that is one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, I hate that so much. And I too was once guilty of doing that, but I had to stop that because that was just such a toxic trait to have. Like, be smiling in someone's face and then be talking bad about them. So I had to cut that shit out expeditiously. But yeah, insecure females are notorious for doing that. And it's because they're insecure. They want to seem like they're your friend, but in reality, they're jealous of you. They're jealous of how beautiful you are inside and out, and they're just mad that they're beautiful either one way or the other. So they be doing that just for like thrill, for entertainment purposes. And like I said, these females have no type of hobbies. That's why they do this. They be talking shit behind your back because they're bored. They talk shit because they're bored. And honestly, like, it's just so asinine of a thing to do. Like, why, out of all the things to do with your free time, you gotta be talking about somebody else? These people don't even be checking for you either. Like, I don't get it. Like, I have so many people that be talking bad about me, and I'm like, do I even know you? I don't even recognize you. Like, girl, go sit down somewhere. Like, bye. Like, I don't even know you. Stop talking about me because you don't want it with me, boo-boo. I'm not the bitch to fuck with, so stay in your fucking lane and I'll stay in mine. So yeah, these girls, they have nothing better to do than to be smiling up in your face, talking shit, being jealous for whatever reason. But hey, there are people out there that are just bad mind, and I'm not gonna deal with these bad mind people. They're my bad mind. The fourth and final reason why I can't take insecure females seriously is because they claim to want to have genuine friendships with people, but they're not even willing to put in the effort to having a genuine friendship with that person. Like, they're too busy being malicious, vindictive, evil, conniving individuals that are just bitter and jealous for whatever reason. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't get how you want something in life but not willing to put in the effort to get what you want. It doesn't make any sense with me because these insecure females are the same ones that are like, I wish I had genuine friends, this and that. Yeah, you wish, but in order for that wish to come true, you need to make it a goal so that you can achieve your goals. But y'all aren't even trying to reach a goal. Y'all are just trying to be malicious and vindictive and evil. Like, I really don't know. Like, it's just something that y'all need to figure out for yourselves. Like, before you can have friendships with other people, have a friendship with yourself. Take care of yourself first before you can take care of other people. I say this all the time. Self-care is the best care. Once you learn to love and care for yourself, you can love and care for someone else. And that's what a lot of people need to do, especially these insecure females that just want things in life but aren't willing to, like, put in the effort for it. So take care of yourself. Take the necessary steps to do what you need to do to better yourself before becoming a friend to someone else, before becoming a boyfriend or girlfriend. Well, oops, a girlfriend to someone else. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know how else to say it. Self-care is the best care. Take care of yourself and don't complain about things you don't have yet because it will come to fruition. It will happen. It just needs to happen when God says it's going to happen because God's timing is always perfect. He's never early. He's never late. He is always on time. So just put that thought into fruition and it'll happen. Period, poo. Like, I get it. Most of the things that I said in this podcast episode may have come off as harsh or me being abrasive, but they need to be said. These insecure females, y'all can't be insecure anymore. You need to be secure with yourself so that you can stop looking insecure to other people. Once you learn to take care of yourself and acknowledge all the problems you have with yourself and then taking the necessary steps to acknowledge those problems and then fix those problems so you could have proper relationships with people, then you will no longer be an insecure female and then I can be able to take you seriously. But until that happens, you're just going to be an insecure female to me. I'm not going to take you seriously. You're just going to be someone that wants to cause drama all the time and just be bitter and evil. And for whatever reason, like, you have the opportunity to better yourself, but you're choosing to be mediocre. And I can't take people like that. When you have the opportunity to be great, choose the opportunity to be great and stop being mediocre. It's 2020 for crying out loud. Shit. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. I know filler content really isn't all that intriguing to some people, but I need to put something out there for you guys so that I can have more time to research and get to know the new topics I'm going to have coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I hope this episode suffices for the time lost. But yeah, I just want to thank everyone for just being there for me and just for all the love that you guys have shown me over this past journey. And I just thank y'all so much. Like, I can't really thank you guys enough for it. It's just really touching to know that there are people out there that care about me and care about the things I'm doing with this platform. And I just feel really appreciated. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday too. And yeah, my name is Brittany, and remember, bad gala run things.